welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to season one of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. This is episode 5. I am so, so excited to be here with you today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. If you've been following along since I launched last month, you might have noticed that we skipped a week. And that's because I am horrible at scheduling and adulting. And I didn't fully realize how far ahead of time you need to record your podcasts in order to get them edited in time for the upcoming Tuesday launch date. And just getting those first 3 episodes out, I was like, yes, I did this. Woo! And then I was like, oh shit, I have to keep on recording and recording. And of course I knew that, but like there's this lead up, right, to launching something big, putting yourself out there into the world, being vulnerable, and you kind of like want to take, you know, sit back and be like, oh, okay, I need a break. And that's kind of how I felt. And then I realized, nope, that's actually not how it works. So I had promised you an amazing interview with my friend Kathy, who is an awesome, awesome person, entrepreneur, and that is still going to happen. I have my shit more together now when it comes to my podcast recording schedule. So thank you for bearing with me as I get into a groove here with this podcast recording cadence. I actually really love it because it pushes me to A, stick to a schedule with something, right? Where I have deadlines and timelines, and it also really sort of pushes me outside of my comfort zone to come up with topics and ideas that I want to talk about or guests that I want to bring on. And it's been actually really amazing. I've had so many people reach out, and I feel so amazingly grateful for this. People reach out that want to be on the podcast and are like, are you, you know, accepting guests? And I'm like, yes, I am. So there are going to be some really awesome guests coming down the pipeline in the next several months. And I'm so, so excited to be chatting with them and bringing their stories to you. But for today, we're going to talk about something that I think is probably the most important thing when it comes to content creation in your business, and probably the most important thing that you can do for your visibility strategy this year and beyond. 2022 and beyond. And for me has been so fucking transformative. And when I really stepped back and thought about what I want for my business and what I want for my life and embraced this thing, it was completely life-altering. And that thing is authenticity. That thing is authenticity. It is showing up as who you are unapologetically, not being afraid of the people that you might piss off or upset or, you know, inadvertently insult or whatever. And I don't mean being polarizing just to be polarizing. I mean being you. And there are going to be people who like your flavor of you, and there are going to be people who don't like your flavor of you. And that is okay. That is by far one of the hardest lessons that I've had to learn as a business owner and entrepreneur, is that not everybody is going to like me. In fact, there are going to be people who are like, I don't like that bitch. I don't want to listen to that bitch. I don't want to look at that bitch. And that is okay. And for me, back in February, I went on a retreat. It was actually an accelerator with an amazing group of women. And that was really the first time where it clicked in my head that I realized I don't have to fucking do things the way other people are doing them because I want people to like me. And that sounds really probably like simple, like, of course, Nina, duh, you don't have to do that. But for me, I was still holding on to a lot of the ideas of how business should look or how I should be doing things, how I should be showing up. And I had fear, right? Fear was holding me back from showing up as me, it was preventing me from doing the things that I really wanted to do in my business and showing up in the ways that I wanted to show up. And so authenticity is this powerful, powerful catalyst. And I think that when we think about how our content and the things that we create and put out into the world are a reflection of who we are and what we want to be known for, nothing in my mind is more important than being authentic. And I think it allows us not only to start creating content that is going to be seen and heard by the people who are meant to hear it, because it's us, it's real, it's going to naturally create this expansiveness. But it also, it's like a permission slip to do business on your own terms. And when you do business on your own terms, showing up gets so much easier. And a lot of the time, when people think about the kind of content that they need to create, they box themselves in. And I have done this. So I am speaking from experience here. I box myself in into, you know, compartments of this is the kind of content that I need to create, or this is the kind of template that I need to use, or this is the kind of experience that I need to curate, which there's a place for that if it's reflective of who you are and what you stand for, but it wasn't. And when we're thinking about how this kind of comes into SEO and marketing in general, the number one thing that I want to drive home is you do not have to sacrifice your authenticity or showing up in alignment for what you stand for to create visibility for your brand or business, to get the benefits of SEO. You do not have to sacrifice a goddamn thing. In fact, creating content from a place of authenticity is beneficial for SEO. And I think a lot of the times I was afraid of creating content that was reflective of who I really am, because I was like, well, that's not going to sell anything. And that's couldn't be further from the truth, because if you're doing it right, your content and your stories, they're going to do all the heavy lifting for you, right? They're going to do all that heavy lifting for you because people are going to listen to it and connect with it. And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I need to work with this person. This person gets me. They are me. They're like inside my head. And I want to spend more time with them in whatever capacity that is. And so that's really powerful. And that extends beyond personal brands to, you know, e-commerce brands, consumer brands. Patagonia is a really good example of this. Their blog and storytelling and community connections, they do a hell of a job of that. They do such a good job at that. They create compelling content that connects with their audience in a way that feels authentic and not contrived at all. And so I think, you know, authentic content is that content that your audience has to have. It's that binge-worthy content. It's like having air to flip and breathe. They just have to have it. So when you're thinking about creating authentic content, there are some things that I think are really, really important. And these all are beneficial for SEO in a very indirect way. How I talk about SEO, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast, is in a very holistic way. There are certain things that you do have to do, but if it comes down to creating content for the sake of creating content, or creating content that is 100% authentic, but maybe isn't, you know, targeting a specific keyword or things like that, choose that authentic content every single time. It will work hard for you, regardless of whether or not it has the ideal keyword in place. Hands down. So, a few tips for showing up authentically for your audience is don't confuse them. And I did this a little bit in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, I think, is that in my reluctance to show up as who I was, sometimes you would get like sneak peeks of it, but then I would be like, oh, We got to put that one back in the box, stuff her back down. And I would show up in a different way the next day. And if you are an Ani DiFranco fan, like I am, there's this amazing line in one of her songs that says something along the lines of, we don't say everything that we could so that we can say later, oh, you misunderstood. And I think a lot of the times we do that because we're trying to protect ourselves. But it's really kind of like a self-sabotage technique. So if you are afraid of showing up, if you are afraid of selling, hell, if you're afraid of your own offers, that's going to come through in your content. And people are going to be like, oh, they're going to pick up on that vibe. They're going to be like, well, this probably isn't right for me. So if you are afraid of your own damn self, people are going to pick up on that. So don't confuse them. Be you. Don't be you one day and then somebody else the next day. Be you all of the time. Don't be contrived. I think this one kind of speaks for itself, right? Don't be contrived. Don't be something that you're not. Be clear on what the fuck you stand for. This one can be hard. I struggle with this too sometimes because there are a lot of things going on in the world right now. A lot of polarizing things going on in the world right now. And I'm not saying you need to talk about those things in order to be successful in your business, but you need to be very clear on what do you stand for as a business owner? What are your values? What do you stand for? What is the stake in the ground for you and your business? The next thing that I think is one of the hardest things, and it is the hardest for me, and I talked about this a little bit in one of the first episodes, is you are the motherfucking expert. You are the expert. You know what you're talking about. Show up like that. Show up like the expert that you are. Do not sort of, and I've done this, and I have talked about how I have sat in boardrooms with, you know, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and been like, this is what you need to do when it comes to your SEO strategy. But when it comes to talking to other business owners on Instagram, I'm like, well, yeah, maybe. As soon as I stopped doing that and I was like, this is my approach. This is where I stand on SEO. This is how I, you know, tackle it. These are my values. This is all of that. Things started to shift for me in my business. So you are the expert. Embrace that. Share your personality. Be weird, quirky, strange, whatever. We're all weird. Every single person out there is weird as fuck. It's the truth. We just hide it from most people, right? And that one is tough because, again, we know that our quirks and our weirdness and our, you know, idiosyncrasies might not jive with everybody else. That's okay. Do you want to work with people who you don't jive with? Do you want to work with people who you don't have a great vibe with? No, you don't. So that's okay. The people who are meant to work with you will be there. Sharing yourself will weed out the people who are not meant to work with you, period. This is a work in progress for me, though. So as I am saying this to you, remember, this is a work in progress for me. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it is so fundamentally important when it comes to SEO. SEO does not have to be boring, long-form content about shit that nobody gives a shit about, period. Storytelling and SEO go hand in hand. And when you are doing that storytelling from an authentic place, it is so powerful. Yes, it is nice to have a target keyword for that content, but you know what? You can do that. Do you know how many searches there are for the term mom guilt? If you are an entrepreneur, you're a woman who helps moms overcome mom guilt, there are tons and tons of different topics related to that one topic. And you can talk about your own experiences and show up from a place of authenticity and still get that SEO benefit. So that is the sort of long and short of it for today, is that I want you to think about showing up authentically for your brand, for your business, for you, showing up for your audience and being like, this is who I am, take it or leave it, but this is who I am. And remember that that is going to help you when it comes to your content strategy, and that is going to help you when it comes to SEO. 100%, bar none. Okay. So that's all I have for you today. This is that was my soapbox on authenticity and why it matters for your business. But I wanted to talk about it because when I started, and I mentioned this, when I started in February, really stepping into who I was, who I am, and saying, this is who the fuck I am, and allowing, giving myself permission to be that unequivocally without any kind of constraints or strings attached, that's when things in my business really started to take off. Because beforehand, I was just sort of, I was on the sidelines. And I was like, oh, well, you know, maybe this is going to work out. Maybe it's not going to work out. You know, maybe I'll show up today, etc. But then something clicked in my head, like a light bulb. You know, when that happens, once you know something, you can't unknow it. And then you have the choice to either run with it and be like, okay, this is how I'm going to start showing up for myself and my business. Or you can be like, okay, I'm going to just do what I always did and get what I always got. I chose to step into myself fully. And it's transformative. And the other thing to keep in mind is that, you know, written content is not the only way to expand your visibility with SEO. This podcast is super beneficial for my visibility as a personal brand, right? But I promised myself that when I started this podcast, that showing up 100% as me, it was going to be that or nothing, or I would just stop doing it. If there's ever a day where I record an episode and I'm like, all right, well, today we're going to talk about, no, that's not who I am. If I start to feel boxed into that or put that pressure on myself, then it's not the right fit for me anymore. It's not the right platform for me anymore. So keep that in mind too, that there are multiple ways for you to expand your visibility and show up authentically and be yourself. It doesn't have to just be on your website, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, podcasts, so many different ways. Okay, that is everything today. I hope you're having a fabulous day. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.